I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A new study says the effects of climate change are already being felt at the headwaters of the West's most important river system. Luke Runyon has more.
The Colorado River is the water source for some 40 million people in seven states. Warmer temperatures high up in the mountains, where the river gets its start, are already reducing its flow and melting snow earlier in the year.
If we have less of it stored, and if it's coming down early in the year, then we have a mismatch between when the precipitation falls and when we actually need it.
Stephen Saunders is director of the nonprofit Rocky Mountain Climate Organization, which compiled the report for local governments in Northwest Colorado. While other parts of the West have recorded declines in mountain snowfall, the river's headwaters haven't. And if greenhouse gas emissions are reduced now, Saunders says temperature increases could happen slower, easing some of the effects. I'm Luke Runyon.
The city of Manitou Springs is considering a proposal to rebuild and reopen the Pikes Peak Cog Railway. Oklahoma Publishing Company, the parent company of the Broadmoor Hotel, is seeking tax breaks for the project, but plans to pay for the work privately. The Gazette reports it would cost close to $100 million to rebuild the railway. Work could begin as soon as August, with a reopening in May of 2020. Prior to its indefinite closure in November, an estimated 300,000 people rode the railway annually. Their stops at stores and restaurants provided a significant boost to Manitou's economy. The Manitou City Council will hold a special meeting tonight to discuss the proposal. This is 91.5 KRCC News.